From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hey, Leanne.
I saw you in the funny papers last Sunday.
You saw Foxtrot. A number of people told me about that. First of all, Foxtrot is such a funny comic, and they mentioned me in it.
In the strip, Bill Amend, the little boy in the strip, makes a crossword puzzle about his sister with all these terrible clues in it and thinks perhaps that you might be bribed to help him out with it. But I don't think that's the case, right?
That would take quite a bribe to have that crossword. It was very flattering.
It is. It was very cool to see Will Shortz's name in the funny papers. All right. Well, last week, when everyone was reading those funny papers, you left us with a challenge. Would you repeat it?
Yes, it was a very interesting one from Robert Wainwright of New Rochelle, New York, and it was a numerical puzzle. The object was to develop 9 different mathematical expressions that equal 8. You had to use the digits 2, 7, and one other digit, and use them all once each from 1 to 9, and you could use the 4 arithmetic symbols, plus, minus, times, and divided, as well as exponents and decimal points, and you could use parentheses as needed.
Is there a short answer to this?
Well, I'll tell you. I won't tell you all the expressions, but I'll tell you the 3 most elegant ones. To use the digit 4, you did 2 to the power of 7 minus 4. And 7 minus 4 is 3, and 2 cubed makes 8. To use 5, it was 0.2 times 5 plus 7. And for 7, that was another difficult one, 7 over 0.7. That's equals 10, and then you subtract 2, you get 8. If you want all the expressions, you can go to the NPR website.
Great idea. NPR.org. There really are a lot of them. They're fascinating. Well, we had over 1,100 entries from people who had permutations and trying to solve this problem, and our randomly selected winner is Derek Inksetter, and he joins us from Oak Park, Illinois. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Leanne.
I love your last name, Inksetter. Does this go way back to, you know, medieval unions or something?
The name actually is from the Orkney Islands of Scotland, and it's a traditional name of that region.
Fantastic. Oak Park, Illinois, Frank Lloyd Wright territory, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Your entry is very elegant. You got quite a few of them. Did you have fun doing this?
Oh, I had a lot of fun. I was I mostly did it while I was driving in the car listening to the podcast of the show.
Ah. What do you do in Oak Park, Illinois?
I'm a software developer for a company that provides supply chain software.
Huh, and so you did not use a computer to do this. This is all in your head as you're driving along.
My head. I didn't even have paper with me.
Ah, really? How long have you been playing this puzzle?
Oh, for about a year.
Well, are you ready to play? You know what happens.
I think I know what happens, yeah.
Okay. We never know what's going to happen, but we do know we're going to play, so we'll meet Derek and let's play.
All right, Derek, I'm going to read you some clues. The answer to each clue rhymes with the last word in the clue. For example, if I said certain fur coat, you would say stoat. Number 1, wheels for a tyke.
Bike?
Bike or trike, either one would work. Number 2, what a bee does.
Buzz.
Right, where bees thrive.
Hive.
Uh-huh. Ignite.
Ignite?
Uh-huh.
That's the clue.
Yeah. That's all we got.
That's the entire clue. Ignite, like you ignite the fire.
Light.
Light is right. It's balled up at the end of a wrist.
Fist.
Fist is right. What March 21 will bring.
Spring.
Uh-huh. In hockey, something that's struck.
Puck.
Right. Shush.
Hush.
Uh-huh. Cutie.
I don't think patootie is a word.
It is a word. That's not what I'm going for.
I didn't think so.
She's a real cutie.
Beauty?
Beauty is right. Whiff. That's W-H-I-F-F. Whiff. Something you do with your nose.
Sniff?
Sniff is right.
I didn't want to give the audio clue on that one.
I'm doing that quite a bit.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Try this. Animal in a pound.
Pound.
Uh-huh. Animal at a zoo.
Kangaroo?
Okay, I'm going to give you a kangaroo. Yeah. My answer was new, G-N-U.
Okay.
How about this? Animal you might take to a vet.
Pet.
Uh-huh. Avoid as work.
Shirk.
Right? Event in which athletes compete.
Meet.
That's right. Catch for a cat.
A rat.
A rat is right. Evaluate.
Rate.
Rate is right. And your last one, feeling suspense. Like how you might feel at a Hitchcock movie.
Tense.
Tense is correct. Good job.
Or before you play this puzzle.
Or during
the puzzle. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and... Phew. One of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Feel better? You're getting all that loot there, Derek?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
great. What member station do you listen to?
WBEZ in Chicago.
Oh, you betcha. Derek Inksetter from Oak Park, Illinois. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thanks.
Okay, Will, the challenge for next week, please.
Yes, it comes from listener Ed Pegg Jr. of Champaign, Illinois. Take the 13-letter word melancholiacs, which is melancholiacs. Add the letter R, then rearrange all the letters to name a famous actress, first and last names. Who is it? So again, melancholiacs, add the letter R, rearrange all the letters to name a famous actress. Who is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. You'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.